Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
What's poppin', congregation? Hi, we are back for another installment of Scam Goddess. As you guys can tell, my voice is still not 100%, but I'm Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. A lot of you guys were saying that this was horny, that this voice was making you horny, and I'm just gonna say the pandemic has really gotten to y'all when a raspy bitch is like now the source of your smooth jazz and R&B, but I'll take it, guys. What am I? Yes. I'm excited. I'm always excited for our guests, guys. And this is a guest from, you know, the family. Someone would say the neighborhood, even. Guys, today's guest is an amazing comedic actress. She's appeared in the legendary sketch show Mad TV for 6 years. She's been on Broadway stages, Wicked, and more. Currently, she hosts a podcast with my king, Paul F. Tompkins, called The Neighborhood Listen, which I was recently on. Guys, congregation, welcome Nicole Parker.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. Yes, and you were hilarious on it. And thank you for coming and playing with us in that ridiculousness.
I had a great time. So Nicole, I have to ask, do you have any relationship with scams? Do you like them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? It could be anything.
I have been scammed. I have a relationship with scams on a interpersonal level. You mentioned Mad TV, and there was a scammer in our midst, and
Oh man,
1 year, I'll tell you what, 1 year, this was quite a ways into my time, on the show, and a new gentleman was hired as a writer, and this was right before the time you Googled everybody, right? Mm. There was a time when you kind of just went, oh, you tell me that story that you work for that person. Cool. I'm not going to go look it up.
You said you went to this college. Okay.
All right. Fine. Why would anyone lie about that? And it was just right before. And you better believe I Googled everybody and continue to after this moment. Mm-hmm. But he came highly recommended. The trick of it was that he did have credits on a very legendary comedy show that you could see, that you could pull up the episode, you know, so because he was friends with these creators from high school. And so that's why everything after that was like, oh, sure. His big thing was that he had worked with Sacha Baron Cohen. He'd worked on the Borat film, all this stuff, right? And then he did a bunch of animation for Mad TV and seemed like a nice guy. Right. The problem was, you know, at this point in my life, I was in that like 20s place of like, oh, boy. This guy is nice to me. Maybe I'll date him.
Yo, the bar is on the floor, bro.
Bar
it still
was
is.
Buried 6 feet under was where the bar was. I couldn't even find it. And I just thought, well, this is perfect. He's a colleague. He's trustworthy. And I think what made it okay in the end is that it didn't really get that serious. And also, it wasn't just me. It was an entire company of people that just sort of went along with this. But when you tell the story, because I hadn't thought about it in a long time, but Eliza Schlesinger, I'm getting her name right, on Netflix, she had this movie called Good on Paper that just came out, where she had a similar experience with the guy.
Yeah.
And I kind of really realized I'd forgotten this whole story because I'm watching it and I'm thinking, you know, when you get to watch as a person who knows how it ends, you're going, oh, come on, really?
Right.
That's a red flag.
Like, you should have seen it coming.
Of course. Telling the story is embarrassing because you're just going to shake your head. But so, you know, again, it was all of us. And at the same time, there were little things here and there. We always hung out at my apartment. His was in Santa Monica. Mine was in Los Feliz, you know.
But that's a good trick, though, because if it's 5 miles away in Los Angeles, that's long distance. If you live 5 miles away from me, I'm like, we can't be together. Like, we're supposed to mail you letters, bitch. Is this the notebook? Like, I'm not doing this.
Exactly. If you live in Santa Monica, you're in Bakersfield. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You might as well
sit in traffic for love? No. Bro, you're out of your fucking mind. No.
Nope.
You know? I get that. But that's a good trick, though, to be like, oh, babe, we could go to my place, but I live in Long Beach. Are you really trying to go 15 miles away?
Yes, exactly. And kind of, at least in my world, it was like, well, I like being at my place. It's my comfort. It's my things, you know. But it still meant that this guy was in my apartment a lot. And then there were little things like, oh, cars in the shop, you know, let's just drive together. We might as well go to your place because now you're giving me a ride.
He was the first Greta Thunberg. He was like, no, we got emissions, girl, emissions. We should always ride together.
That was his main concern. It was most definitely climate based. And so he started, you know, and then also wasn't really creating a lot of creative output. But again, because of his credentials, quote unquote, other writers were giving him scripts to read and give feedback on. And so now he's got people's IP in his desk and all these things.
Oh,
right now he starts talking about, and this is the part that just, again, some of these parts blow my mind, but the money thing, right? Because of course that comes in. And the way that you do it as a colleague or I wouldn't even really call him my boyfriend. We were just kind of casually dating, but you know, something with the bank, right? It's always something with the bank and a security issue. And they've frozen his account. And now, as a real adult, I'm like, that's not how it works.
His account was frozen more than Elsa's. He's like, let it go. Let it go. He got to call Bank of America every week. But yeah, I got him on ice.
Yeah. Let the con rage on.
Right. Yes.
So that is how it got started. And here's the thing is that it wasn't just me. It was another really amazing producer on our show that lent him money. Because again, if my car gets lost or if there's an issue, my bank calls me and they're not like, you can't have any money now. They're just like, you can't use that card. But I could still go to my bank and take out cash. But no, I didn't think about that. I just thought, well, I'm working with this man. He's good for it. I know he's making money. Why wouldn't I lend him money?
But then also it's like, if we are currently at work at our employment, like, don't we all get paid on the same schedule? Like, why don't you, where is your...
Well, yes. So that Lacey, I'm going to admit, didn't occur to me just now that he could have just gotten his paycheck for the week. And then, but you know what? I guarantee there was some bill that had to be paid, right? There was some bill.
Right.
And then, so it's like the classic things, right? It's the small with the car, then there's money, then there's always an illness, you know, with these people. There's always either in my case, it was his mom's heart. And I always think there's a special place in hell for these people. If you're going to fabricate a story about your mother's health, like, or your own, but like, especially how dare you, you know?
Right. That's just bad juju. You got to fabricate a story about somebody who's already dead.
Yeah.
But you can't be like, oh, my mama got to get defibrillated. I need $600. Like, you can't.
There should be a Stephen King novel devoted to how the spiritual world will have revenge on you for that.
Right. I love it.
So that was kind of also floating about. And then I had to go back to New York to finish on the winter break. I had been doing a show, this Martin Short show that was on Broadway that I left to finish Mad TV. Then on my winter break, I went back to finish it out because it was closing. And this is what really should have let me know is that he says he's never been to New York City. And I really just couldn't get over it. I was like, if you're like friends with this guy and you have these credentials, there's no way you wouldn't have traveled. I mean, he got...
That's the other city that we work in.
It's the other city we work in.
Those are the two cities we work in, basically.
He called me one night from Sasha's house right in Malibu. The reception was bad. I watched the Golden Globes with him, and he supposedly texted Sasha congratulations when he... I mean, it's so embarrassing. It's the usual suspects moment of, like, at the very end realizing what an idiot I was and how this guy just fooled us all. But it ended with, so then he came to New York, and then it was Super Bowl Sunday, I remember. And I, at this point, I got a text from one of our guys on the show, and he was like, is with you, which you never want to get a text that says that, you know? I was like, no. He says, well, don't answer the phone. Don't talk to him. Don't anything. He had been at some party with an actual producer on the Borat movie. He's like, oh, hey, we're working with this guy. And the person says, obviously. I don't know who that is. So everything falls apart. I'm getting texts. I'm getting calls. I'm getting texts from him, of course. Now he's sick. Now he's sick. He's at the doctor's office on a Sunday.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now his heart, his mom's heart problems jumped over to his heart.
That's right. Now we're not talking about mom's heart anymore.
You know how genetics work.
Exactly. And also how doctor's offices work, because you can just pop in on a Sunday morning, on a casual Sunday, Super Bowl
not
Sunday.
Not the ER, not the urgent care.
No, 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 I'm in a doctor's
Super Bowl
office.
Sunday doctor's office. Yes, right. Getting bad news. Getting.
And he's sending me all these texts saying, Sasha's so mad. He can't believe people are saying things about me. And he had also talked about another really famous actor that was his friend. And he sent me, honest to God, an email that was not a forward of an email. He just said, this is an email I just got from blank. And below, it was just him typing, I can't believe someone's saying this about you. That is ridiculous. You're a great person. Not a forward.
So does he not know how screenshots work or how emails work?
It's like you start to see the lies fall apart. Finally, right? You get buried under them and you just can't keep them up anymore. And so the final bit was that I had been to his apartment one time. And it was just a, you know, very generic Santa Monica apartment. Mm-hmm. And because at this point in time, he'd been hanging out with me a lot because there was a gas leak at the apartment. Again, climate change.
Of course there was. Yeah, exactly. Of course there was.
Can't get that gas.
There was a gas leak. The roof fell off.
And so I'm sitting there putting all these pieces together. I was like, I don't know what possessed me, but I'm just going to drive over there. I just need to find out for myself. That's the first thing. Is there a gas leak? And he's texting me. Now he's at the airport. This is the next day. I'm on my way home and I'm so mad. And at this point, he's trying to break up with me because isn't that just the thing? Right now, all of a sudden, I'm too much. And he's just got to. So I show up. I walked down sort of the outdoor hallway. I wasn't going to get near his place, but there was a woman going into the apartment next door. And I said to her, I was like, yeah, do you know who lives here? I know he's not well. And she says, he lives there with his wife. And she said, why don't you come on in?
Stop. Stop. She said, you come coming to you as a woman.
She offered me a drink. And I said, yes, please. On a Monday afternoon at 1 to a vodka tonic. And which didn't even register and told me an entire story about. And then I found out so much more. I mean, I was not the only person he was dating. He had that girl I found out was told he had cancer the way that she found out. This is my favorite part of the story is that she found out from someone else who saw him out and about. And her response was, he can walk. Because at this point. She had given him a lot of money and he was infirm and he was bedridden. And I mean, it's amazing how this man managed to keep this going for so long. But she told me a lot of things. She said he's in the laundry room right now.
I know. She upped the ante. He upped the ante a lot.
Oh, like, it got out of control. It got out of control. When you're losing your ability to walk with one girl, and how do you keep it straight? I mean, how do you keep it straight? So, of course, he was fired. Of course, we all gathered the next day, shell-shocked, trying to compare notes. People wanted their scripts back. You know, he wrote a check to me and to the other producer. It bounced twice.
Of course.
And both times it was my fault. Of course, you know, there was an email. Well, and you know, you're petty and why do you want, you know, it's always that way. So anyways, I did finally get my money back. And not a few weeks later, a friend of mine who worked at E said, there's this guy here and he's saying he worked at MAD. I mean, he was trying to get another job instantly. And I don't know what he's doing now, but I see, but he is on social media. And,
oh, Lord. Of course he's trying to get another job quick before the word starts to get out too much. He's trying to lock in that next contract. But also, it's fascinating to me that this man was lying to so many people, had so many fake lives. You know, one day he can run down the street. The next day, if he see the homegirl, he got to be sitting down real fast.
Right.
Like, one day it's his cancer hurts. And then the next day it's that, oh, his mama, her heart is on the fritz again.
His mom's cancer can't walk. Oh, wait, I got it messed up. Oh,
damn it. Her heart. I can't walk. Okay, hold on.
Her heart's never been to New York. Wait, that's not it. God damn it.
So he's keeping all this straight. I'm like, was he doing any work? And also you said earlier that people were reading, like he was reading their scripts and you used the term IP just for guys. If you don't know what that means, it's intellectual property.
Oh,
so
right.
It's something that people own that you're letting someone else read. But there is a risk, especially if technology isn't as popping as, you know, it is now, that person could take your idea and sell it as their own, which is why
it was like a physical script back in the day, which is crazy to think about. It wasn't a file that got sent. He had actual physical scripts at his desk. Yeah. Yeah, wow. It was wild. And so, you know, I just it was bound to happen. My dad was a scammer too. He did the same kind of shit. And you would have thought that it takes one to know one. And guess what? I didn't know one.
It's okay.
In the end, I got it. I got scammed.
Look, on this podcast, we say everybody can be a scammer and they can be a mark. I get scammed all the time to this day. And I really shouldn't be getting scammed at this point. But, you know, sometimes it's fun. I love it. But gosh, man, you know, I hope this man is... I hope wherever he and his five families reside, you know, with his mom, who I'm sure has gotten bouts of, you know, like gout and more heart stuff. I hope they're all doing all right.
Me too. God bless. But thank goodness for that woman who happened to be walking her dog and really, really gave me a moment that day. It was so out of body. I just thought, well, this doesn't. And then again, thinking of the fact that, you know, I was raised by someone who scammed money out of people. I was like, oh, this tracks.
The Monday afternoon gin, like you knew you were in for a story. She was like, let me get the Tanqueray out.
She just knew I needed to be altered.
You're probably not the only person who's come there. That might be a weekly occurrence. She's like, oh, here,
she has
here
a cupboard. She has a cupboard. She has the girlfriend. She has a mistress cupboard.
Right. She's like, what do you need? She sits you down. I've got tissues. I've got a knife. I've got keys. I've got gin. Like, we're going to get through this, sis. I got you. I've got three episodes of Oprah on TiVo.
Exactly.
All for you.
Also, why do you ladies keep on is it so bad out there that just because he was nice to you for a second, and he wasn't even that, you know, there was nothing remarkable about him. But
do you know how many guys start off an interaction by just negging you? Like, that's such a thing.
Yes.
I was like out somewhere and this guy was like, you look like you're pregnant. And I was like, why would you say that? Like, what? Like, and he was trying to flirt with me. I was like, sir, the fuck is going on? But anyway, he my boyfriend now. Because times are hard. No, but yeah, it's like, if you meet a nice guy, especially working in Hollywood, if you're working in Hollywood, a nice person, you know, a nice white man, you're like, wow, look at you being all nice. You don't have to do that.
But like you said, the bar is so low that how amazing that it is just so low that as women, we just say, oh, okay, he's well, let's see. He said hi to me. He remembered my name. He didn't make me feel like I had to earn his affection the next day. That's
when
good
I woke
for me.
Up, all my credit cards were still in my wallet.
So, you know, his car's broken down and he has a gas leak and his mom has a heart. But you know what? He sounds like a good guy.
And sometimes he gets on the phone and he's talking about how he can't walk with people, which confuses me.
It would have been amazing if he got his wires crossed. That would have been incredible if he, I don't know how he kept it straight. And then you think you're actually in some ways a pretty clever person if you had just applied yourself in a more productive way other than trying to
But that's
ruin
the moral of the
lives.
Scammer's story is that, you know, this is their passion. And
it is,
you know,
it's their passion, their hobby and their destiny.
I'm proud of him for that. So now it's time to get into our first segment, What's Hot in Fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist. But more often than not these days, we get a listener letter from you guys. As always, snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Fuck up your bag. Absolutely right. So, Nicole, I need a fake name for this person.
Oh, okay. How about Holly?
Holly. Okay. So Holly says, hi, Lacey. Love what you do. As soon as I got a scam email this morning, I thought of you immediately. I love how you guys just think of me when it comes to crimes. Like, oh, whenever I see someone getting arrested, I think about you, Lacey. So basically, this person is claiming that they have recorded me masturbating on my phone camera and that if I don't follow instructions, they will distribute my email to my email contacts. I'm pretty sure this was the plot of a Black Mirror episode, LOL. I highly recommend you read some of the text scam email because it's hilarious. Okay, so they sent us a screenshot of this message. Now, we have talked about this kind of scam before in the past. Some of you dedicated congregants will remember a scammer who tried to say that he had sent a nude photo to a minor by accident off of a dating website. And then they were going to, like, you know, get the police involved and do whatever. I've also seen the one about people saying, like, oh, we saw you masturbating on your computer camera. But I haven't seen phone camera yet. Like,
yeah.
Because there was a point in time where everybody was really worried about the government watching you through your computer camera.
Sure, piece of tape up.
Right, the tape up or the sticker. So, you know, people were being like, we saw you touching yourself, you dirty bastard. Like, they were doing that, but the phone camera, okay, now people do use their phones to look at pornography and adult things a lot. Actually, we should all be washing our phones. Think about that the next time you borrow someone's phone. Like, how many times were they wanking it on their phone?
No! Oh, God.
Next time you put someone else's phone up to your face, just think about that. Let's read some of this. So I'm going to put in a different name here. So this is the scam email that this person got. So it says, hola, John. Okay, so one, we do a Spanglish. Okay. Your habit, your habit can be compared to addiction of drug users. I track you for a long while. You continue to astound me by your fondness for intimate joy. You play with yourself as if you are a machine gun. Bro. Not a machine gun. They say you whacking it like an AK, like do 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 do. Like,
I mean, if it's true, I have a lot of follow up questions for Holly. I'm telling you, that's I'm impressed.
Right, like Holly, this is a lot. It says, "I wish there were your sport at Olympic Games. There is no doubt you would get first prize. The thing that surprises me is that you are grown up but do such heinous stuff that are unnatural for grown-ups. I'm assured you have superpowers. An average person is not going to survive such exertion." First of all, we haven't even gotten to the blackmailing. It's just like judgment.
But you know what I also weirdly hear? Jealousy.
Right.
I'm saying he sounds jealous. He actually, this sounds like someone who wishes they could do it like this person does. I think it's always the person who's the most critical of it that really is also, you know, is secretly, shamefully doing it, right? This person, I believe this person, if I read it the right way, wants to say, teach me how, but instead they're just going to blackmail out of their own issues.
Right. So it says, it's surprising that you haven't rubbed your hand or your member yet. What?
That's
fun is fun. I'm going to guess they probably mean like rubbed it off. But fun is fun. But let's get to the point. Oh, now you want to get to the point. We're midway through this. Okay, now we get to the point. Having access to your device, I recorded a video with your home passion. I'm guessing that's...
How? Okay, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves.
So I guess they're trying to say that they like tapped into the phone like camera and somehow like overrode it. Because you know how like things will ask for access to your camera,
Sure.
So they're trying to be like, oh yeah, we like, without you knowing, we're recording you doing your home passion. And now
she's Martha Stewart.
Right, home passion. Licking the bean.
I arrange my genitals in a wonderful collage to give myself an orgasm.
Today I'm going to be working with these lotions. I'm going to hold it up to the camera like an influencer. If you guys can see, yes. So this is a Jergens Cherry Blend. Some would say it's a classic. I'm also going to be working with these Hanes socks. I'll hold these up. I got these off Amazon. You can get these anywhere. You know, you want to find socks to... do your home passion in.
So. This is my vagina unboxing. And so as you can see, there's a lot of, you have to use this little hammer to crack.
So I got a chocolate shell.
I got a chocolate shell. This is outrageous. These terms he's using. Home passion.
Language.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and now I'm going to post it on the web and share it with the contacts from your electronic mail. When you do things like that, I advise you cover your web camera. Otherwise, the scenario like yours might occur. When I get my compensation, no one is going to see your home hobby. I grant you 36 hours to meet my requirements. In case you flout me within the 72 hours, I'm going to distribute your blackmail material. The choice is yours. And don't attempt to get a hold of me. I am going to delete the present email address on security grounds.
I mean, it's your podcast. You go first. I have so many thoughts. also, I'm performing that monologue for my next audition.
Right. The home, like, what is going on? Like,
this is so archaic. It's so old fashioned. I mean, she says the web, she calls it a home passion, a home hobby. I honestly, it's so to shame. First of all, to shame someone for masturbating in 2020. I just don't understand. I understand the idea of, like, that's horrifying that someone could see you through your phone. But right. This attempt to shame a person for this, it feels, I feel like it's like written by Maggie Smith from Downton Abbey. Honestly, I hear that voice. Your home passion.
Right. It's giving Lady Whistledown. It's like, yes! It's shocking that he hasn't rubbed off his hand or his member.
Rubbed off his member.
Like, bro, who is saying
this
member?
This intimate joy.
In 2021, are you a bot? Click the, exactly. All the traffic signs.
And then in the end, actually offering sort of like motherly advice or grandfatherly advice to not do it in the future. I mean, I feel like this is an old conservative person who's trying to get into the scam game, but can't get past their own judgment of things. Like, they're trying to scam them, but become so disgusted by what they got footage of that they're just so upset by it. So now, right. Wait, what happened next?
So basically, what do we call this person? Holly. And that's not to misgender. We don't really care about gender when we use the names here. But I will say that Holly did say that I am a trans man who does not have a member. So They said that, like, this couldn't even be possible because who I am as a person, like, I can't. And that's not to say that every trans man does not have a member, but mm-hmm. I don't want to say member anymore. But
it's literally
person,
from a Harlequin romance novel. It was always referring, you know.
Like, what are you? This can't even, there's no way in hell that you even could have recorded me. So, you know, but like things like machine gun analogies to your masturbation are just really special to me. Like, that's really,
really special. What was the one right before machine gun? There was another one.
You continue to astound me by your fondness for intimate joy, and your habit could be compared to the addiction of drug users.
Oh my god, that is wow!
Like, they came, they went ham, and it is very hilarious. Also, like, what do you want? This email does not specifically say how much money
it
you
never
want.
Does.
No, oh it my just god. Says. It says, I'm going to give you 36 hours to give me what and where? Where do you want me to send this money before? Otherwise, you know, you're going to let my AK masturbation videos out. Like, where do you want me to send the money?
Oh, my God. And that was, there was no follow up?
No, at least from what we have. So I'm very interested, you know.
Wow. A blackmailer who forgets to set the terms of what actually the blackmail is.
I think
there's no money.
Too much time on the shame aspect. Not enough time.
I'm telling
time.
You, they got carried away with how bothered they were by it and forgot the whole entire, they lost the plot.
But the thing is that there's nothing real for them to be bothered by. They made it up.
So
they're really just trying to sell, like, the whatever. I guess their hope is, like, that at least once or twice you've, like, wanked it on your phone just real nasty, like, in a way that you wouldn't want anybody to see. And you know, it's probably also that angle that your mom and your aunt uses when they get on FaceTime where it's just, like, the neck up. So there's this video of you.
Is it on? Oh, what I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the nostrils. Yeah.
You know how they take photos, of directly up their nostrils? It's like, that's the video, is you, like, directly up the nostrils. Oh. They're trying to make it seem like you're so freaking nasty so that you'll, like, give them money. It's a good strategy. Maybe went on a little too long about the wanking.
Yeah, I would say.
But hey, maybe we'll put a not safe for work on this one. Just kidding. They never are. They never are. And y'all know it. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. And we'll be right back with my favorite segment, Historic Hoodwinks.
Scams!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you feel like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits and you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new, okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Cunt!
And we are back, and it's time for my favorite segment, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Nicole with a famous con, caper, group of criminals, conglomerate. We don't know yet. Maybe we like them. Maybe we hate them. We'll see. So today, we're talking about, Phoenix, Arizona, home of the rock lawn.
home of the rock lawn.
That's what they be doing, them rock lawns, right?
Yeah, lots of succulents, lots of rocks, lots of landscape that doesn't require, you know, anything.
Water, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Robin Ramirez and her team of fellow housewives ran a fraudulent coupon operation. It capitalized off the craze of extreme couponing in a scheme that earned millions of dollars and lost companies hundreds of millions of dollars. Ooh, and the only photo we have available of them is some mugshots, and I guess they're pretty cute. So we'll see those mugshots in a moment. I'll throw those up on the Instagram for you guys. So a Phoenix housewife and savvy shopper site.com. So I will say that there was this explosion where there were the TV shows on TLC about hoarders who just love to save money. Mm-hmm. And have you ever seen like an extreme couponing show?
I've never seen it, but I lived it because my mother was an extreme couponer. Not to the level of the criminal kind. But
did she have a binder? Did she have like any organizational tools she used?
A gigantic envelope. Just this fat envelope. So no.
Okay, she was doing it for the locals.
We're not going to call that organization. Okay, she was a coupon hoarder, actually. No, but it was... I mean, we would spend a lot of extra time. The cashier did not like to see us coming, but she was a single mom. What is she going to do? You know, you gotta cut coupons. Yes, I'm familiar with coupons being a part of daily life and pretty much a religion. So, but I have not seen the show.
Yes. So the show really brought extreme couponing into the into everyone's kind of frame of knowledge and zeitgeist, because they highlighted these mostly women who had like big, thick stacks of binders filled with coupons for anything you could imagine. They knew how to double coupon, triple coupon. A lot of them had sanctuaries or like prize rooms that they would call them in their basements, where there would be shelves like professional, like you think like Costco grade shelves full of just like cream corn. They could get 60 cans for 5 cents. So they did. Like,
oh, you're talking about things they'd buy just because they could.
Yes. They're not even like just buying shit because it's like, oh, my kids need fruit snacks or paper towels. They're like, Alpo dog food. I got all 45 of these bags for $6. No, we don't have a dog. Like,
oh, no, yes, Lacey. Currently, my mother has not 3, but 4 jumbo packs of mustard and ketchup in her mm-hmm. garage, as well as 7 Sonicare toothbrushes, as well as, yes. I don't know, maybe 5 different flashlights, like packages of 4 flashlights each. I mean, I understand this. This is the woman I grew up with. Yes.
Listen, if the apocalypse comes, it's going to be cute at your mama's house. You're going to be trying to get over there, okay?
I'll tell you what. She was kind of looking kind of smart at the beginning of COVID when
right.
she had all the paper towel in the world.
The extreme couponers were like, now who's hoarding, huh?
That's right. So, yes, I know this type of person very well. Buying it just because.
Yes.
Because of the deal.
So extreme couponing is both a hobby and a lifestyle, with the goal of saving as much money as possible while shopping, though the goal is never to buy less, which would, actually save you money. But no. We're going to try to get as much as we can for as little as we can. So dozens of internet blogs are dedicated to tips and tricks on coupon clipping, as well as sharing trophies of shopping trip hauls and the amount of money saved. So yeah, like I was saying, like the trophy rooms, like where they have all that random ass shit they don't need. Additionally, reality shows such as TLC's Extreme Couponing have glorified the spot of saving hundreds of dollars during a single shopping trip. Coupons make up to $400 billion. Like, that's their industry, is around $400 billion. And an estimate 10% of which is fraudulent. Oh, that's actually not bad. Robert Ramirez was doing all 10. So a Phoenix-based housewife was one woman who took extreme couponing to the next level. She started selling fake coupons in 2007 on eBay and on her own website. Her website was called SavvyShopperSite.com. SavvyShopperSite.com, say that 5 times fast, capitalized on the name, implying that it was an affiliate to local shopper magazine, Savvy Shopper. So she ain't have nothing to do with this legitimate coupon magazine. But the girls don't know that. Mm-hmm. So she'd have thousands of fake coupons made overseas, including reproductions of actual coupons and completely fabricated ones with unheard of deals. Like, so it'd be like, buy one, get 17 free. Y'all know how we do. So in order to receive many of the coupons reprinted, she'd call companies with complaints about their products, for which they'd often send a coupon for a free or discounted replacement product. Robin would then sell those coupons at a profit across her sites. Though selling coupons technically isn't illegal, they'd often disclaim that customers aren't actually buying the coupon. They're buying the labor to find and cut the coupon. So she's like, do you want to be an extreme coupon shopper, but you ain't got time to sit down with the penny saver every week? You can just buy them off of here. What's the point of buying a coupon? Isn't that defeating the whole point?
I think it is. And I may feel like part of the passion of couponing comes from that actual act of you found it. Mm-hmm. And it was your, at least it, from the person that I was raised by. But I guess you can cut out the middleman of anything, including cutting out a coupon.
Right. I mean, that's the American way.
It does seem counterproductive, but yeah, it seems counterintuitive to buy a coupon. But I don't know. I guess the deals were amazing. If it was buy one, get 17 free.
Right.
My mom would have bought,
several.
One of those weed whackers to get 17. Free.
So the site would feature extreme coupons, such as one for free pizza worth $7 that customers would pay $1 for, or a coupon for a mega pack of Pampers with no max value, which meant a lot of free products. And diapers are expensive. So if you're telling me yes, mega packs, like, mm-hmm. woo, okay. So for many, the idea of spending $4 for a $40 bag of dog food became so addicting, they spent hundreds of dollars on coupons at once. One anonymous user told Kentucky's WPSD, "We were ordering hundreds of dollars of coupons every month. Sometimes I would come out with 3 carts of groceries. Theoretically, one could even purchase a coupon and receive cash back on an item if the coupon's value exceeded the item's price."
Wow.
So they're making money. Hand over fist. And now they got like a gambling website. Like this is something that I was talking about on Twitter. I play this game called Gardenscapes and I need to stop. It's literally like a game where you like make a garden and there's like this little white man who works for you. And that gives me joy.
Sounds good. Yes, of course.
And he's happy to work for you too, honey. Lately they want me to feed him. And I was like, he never needed food before. Like the fuck? He better get his ass back out there.
Like, he's getting ideas.
Right. Now you need food. Now you need tea. He loses energy. Get the fuck out of here. Pick that hoe back up and get to digging. Tom. So,
his name's definitely Tom.
And you can get coupons, or not coupons, but you can get like little boosters for when you play the games and stuff. But it costs real money to get these things. And after you buy it for the first time, the game knows that you're a sucker. So they'll eventually make you use up all your coins so that you get poor again and you have to buy more. And I keep telling myself I'm not going to buy more. But it's I think it's like this coupon thing. It's just like it's a hot, you know, you're like, oh, I'm saving so much money. I'm like, oh, I'm making a garden. Online. You know, so I get it. I get the addiction. So Robin's shop grew so successful that some savvy shopper site users began considering buying her coupons and reselling them on their own websites.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Not the scam within the scam. This is some StockX shit if I've ever heard of it. Do you know what StockX is?
No.
So it's like a sneaker resale website. And I feel so bad for people who are sneakerheads because that shit is stupid. Like Nike, like a bunch of places will like release like a limited pair of pairs of a shoe that's really popular. And then you have to buy a bot so that you can buy it really, really fast. Or you're going to have to go on a website like StockX and then buy it that after it's been marked all the way up from the normal price because someone bought it faster than you. Mm-hmm. So now they're trying to do resale on the coupon sales. This is wild. So.
And it gets to the point like a copy of a copy of a copy where the ones that they're selling are just like their kid wrote it. It's like a marker and it says coupon, but the P is backwards.
Right.
It's just like a.
Money off.
Yeah. Money off for thing you want. And it runs out of room.
Right. This is the coupon you can use on anything. Save five.
Five what?
Save five. We said you go save five. You want to save five or not? Buy it. Shut up. Shut your ass up.
Why is this coupon sticky? Is this mac and cheese? Why is there mac and cheese on this?
Oh, Lord. So one of these users was Marilyn Johnson, a woman who eventually became one of the two other co-conspirators. She operated. So these are the mugshots that we're getting up here now.
Those were the hair. That's the haircut I was expecting.
Absolutely the haircut that I'm expecting. Mm-hmm. This woman looks like just like a nice little, I don't know, actually. It's very close to the Karen cut. She might not be a nice lady. You know,
I'm not
I can't say.
No. And normally you have to put on the clip-on earrings and you have to put on, you know, a lip and a little bit of
This woman's definitely wearing flats and culottes and she's going to the grocery store and she's making it rain. You know what I mean? She's got a money gun for her coupons. She just shoots them at the cashier and she's like,
clean it up,
bitch.
Like a machine gun.
Right, like a machine gun, like an AK-47. That guy masturbates like an AK. She shoots out coupons like an AK.
It's her home passion.
It's her home passion. This is her home passion,
This is her home passion.
Some people's home passions are, I guess.
Someone should have sent her a blackmail saying, I saw you making those coupons. It was so disgusting.
Doing your home passion.
Doing your home passion.
You freak. So, she operated her own site by buying and reselling Savvy Shopper sites coupons, as well as helped pack and ship orders to customers. Johnson also assisted in the fabrication of coupons, increasing their value and lessening their chances of getting flagged by adding hologram stickers and other security measures to the coupons. I have never had a coupon with a hologram sticker on it. What, you adding chips to the coupon? I go, what the hell is this?
No, I've never had that either.
Like, maybe I don't understand coupons enough. So, fun fact, she also ran an English Mastiff breeding company and a website with her husband. So, she's also over here breeding dogs and shit.
What?
She was just like, I'm doing all the crime. And so, this is the breeding company that she has for English Mastiffs.
Wow.
She ran this with her husband. So, obviously, like, this woman was just already into crime. As soon as she found this coupon website, she said, well, wait a minute. I can crime on top of this crime. This is so much crime to be had here. So, she also partook. And another woman, Amiko Fountain, also assisted in the fabrication and packaging of coupons. Both women were paid in coupons. Wow. Paid in coupons.
Wow.
I feel like that's very American. Okay, so we got a photo of Amiko. She was cute. She was cute. And okay, now this is Robin Ramirez.
These are their mugshots?
Yes, they look so happy.
They are so happy.
They're like, ah, you got me. They're just like nice coupon ladies. Let them go. What are we doing here? They look like they were in the middle of a hall or something. They look very proud. They're like, ah.
They probably just sold a coupon to the guy taking the picture.
Right. They're going to pay out their bail in coupons. That's why they're happy. They're like, no, we're actually about to get out. Our bond is actually 60
coupons. They could 100% start their own coupon in business in jail. I mean, it's like the time that you try to give your husband like a coupon book when you got nothing else. We would 100% do that in
prison.
Will
you re-gift? You re-gift that same coochie every Valentine's Day?
That's the real scam. That one in the book. You know the one. That's the real scam. That's never going to happen. Not on the night you want it. You can't bring that coupon to me on a Tuesday night.
Right. That's a coupon that needs preparedness. But that's like the coupon that you put in there knowing damn well you ain't never going to do it.
100%.
Exit only, but you can dream.
That's the real coupon scam.
But I love that. You're right. Like when you got to regift that same old coochie every year, you got to get a new outfit for it. You get some coupons and be like, here you go, boo. Happy Valentine's Day, birthday, Christmas. It's my vagina again.
Just pick the one that's a massage on your, a light massage for 5 minutes on your shoulders.
I love the particulars of a light massage for 5 minutes.
You have to set the terms.
On your shoulders. So don't get no ideas. It's not a happy ending.
You can't just say massage. That could be, head to toe. No, you have to be specific.
That could be a home hobby. Not a home hobby massage. You're getting a light shoulder massage.
That's right.
I'm not even going to give you any pressure.
I'm going to be watching a show when I give it to you or listening to a podcast. I'm going to multitask.
I love it. So getting caught. The scam's foil began when Procter & Gamble ran an XXX routine audit of third-party coupon processors and discovered fakes in circulation. This led to them hiring a private investigator to do additional digging. Procter & Gamble, y'all got so much money. Like, this is such a waste of everybody's time. Y'all own every goddamn brand. Mm-hmm. Your brands compete against each other. Mm-hmm. If you don't know that, like, there's several brands amongst Johnson & Johnson and Procter & Gamble that just compete against each other. They realize that people are contrarians, and so you may not want to buy Gain just because everybody buys Gain. So, bitch, we'll give you Tide, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can go be like, I like Tide better than Gain. But guess what, bitch? It's all the same. It's all going to the same company.
Yeah.
So, you know, people have realized, well, I'm like, Procter & Gamble, y'all got enough scams going on. Leave these ladies alone to their crime, okay? Let them do their home passion. So, in collaboration with these investigators, the Phoenix Police Department conducted an 8-week investigation in conjunction with the FBI. Oh, the FBI is so boring for this. Y'all looking into coupon ladies. Like, come on, man. Y'all can't even find who stormed the damn Capitol. How y'all gonna be on Twitter like, hey, this is us, the F, the B, and the I? Just wondering if you girls got any videos or photos of, when people did their Capitol passion. Y'all got anything? We're looking at security cameras, but honestly, they're very far away. Who got them in 4K? Anybody? Like, FBI, this is what y'all looking at? Coupons, but y'all can't figure out who staged a coup on the country?
Yeah.
Not fast enough, at least.
No, absolutely not.
Like, if you haven't gotten away from the FBI by now, you deserve to get caught because they took their sweet-ass time. They still haven't found everybody.
Yeah, it's true. Oy, yeah.
They were like, can y'all tag the insurrectionists on this thread? Can y'all tag them?
No.
Can y'all drop the photo, please? Thank you so much. It's us, the F, the B, and the I. Like, they're not supposed to do that. So, it took the victimized company's own detective work as well as victimized companies. You can't be a victim as a corporation, bitch. I'm so tired of companies trying to be people when they want to be people and then being companies when they want to be companies. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I was always a company. Every time Pride rolls around, yes, sis, go off, turn up, chicken sandwich, bitch. You better come eat me, hoes. Like, what? Why are you talking like you are one person? This is a huge company. Stop. Same thing for Black Lives Matter. They'd be like, you know, us over here at Frito-Lay, we are also Black. And that's why we know that Black Lives Matter.
For 1 month, we are.
This month, we are Black. We are a Black person.
We are Black.
Okay? Next month, we will be Latinx. Okay? The month after that,
or whatever.
AA. Asian American Pacific Islander. Okay? Then we're going to be Native. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Y'all, you're a company.
Mm-hmm.
So the victimized companies, they had to rely on their own detective work because the FBI, you know how they are, as well as convincing.
You know how they are. You know how they are.
Sometimes, you know, if they need to kill civil rights leaders, they'll figure it out. But if they actually
they
need
sure
to, like...
will, but, or, and instead of finding out who the writers were, they absolutely need to make sure that someone gets their money for all that gain that someone saved money on. They absolutely
right.
have to.
Because that matters. That's more important. That's hurting the world.
That's what matters.
So... They had to look into this. They had to, they used industry watchdog Coupon Information Corp to convince the state police that this case was serious and required massive amounts of resources to pursue. So now y'all spending government coin trying to find some girls who got a coupon. I don't approve. I don't approve of that. Investigators posed as consumers buying coupons in order to obtain an address or P.O. box associated with Savvy Shopper site. It took several weeks of surveilling access to the mail center's P.O. boxes before they finally found Robin Ramirez. Damn. So they're just doing steakouts, just eating goddamn Krispy Kremes, sitting in the car, just hoping they was going to see somebody check their mail. How fucking boring is that? How much of a hater do you have to be to watch somebody check mail every day for hours on end?
It's hard to imagine it's anything but what we see in like all the 90s movies when it's just two really boring run-of-the-mill white guys. Yes, absolutely. Eating burgers and talking about shit while they're watching, you know, while they're watching actual entrepreneurs work and do their shit.
And you know, it's always in the last sip of whatever drink they got in the cup. So it's like, it's like, damn, Tom, we've been out here for weeks. I know, but I can feel it. Like, she's going to check her mail soon. Like, what? Like, y'all are so boring. You watch people check mail. Y'all lame. Let these women cry in peace.
Exactly.
So as the detectives continued to case Robin's house and gather evidence, a local news station ran a story on SavvyShopperSite.com claiming the site was selling fraudulent coupons. Furious, Robin called the station and challenged their claims. The station retracted their claims and issued a new statement confirming Savvy Shopper's coupons were legitimate and nothing was wrong with the site, which strengthened the validity of the business. So I'm just wondering, Robin, how much money did you pay the news anchor girls or what did you, how did you threaten them and you just got them to retract their statement immediately?
Oh, that's so interesting. I would have liked to have seen that conversation.
Right. I want to know what she said. I will say that, like, I've had people reach out after guests have mentioned businesses on here that they thought were scams. And, you know, they write shit on some formal letterhead. And, you know, then they're like, hey, I don't want to have to get litigious. You better take this back or whatever the fuck, you know. So, like, a lot of people would rather just not even go through the hassle of worried about someone getting litigious. So you just kind of like, you'll just take the L and be like, never mind. We lied.
Especially if it's like a white Phoenix news anchor named Christy.
Right.
She's just not.
Christy just got out of journalism college. All she wanted to do was make it to nationals.
I know. And she's not really sure about her marriage, you know, but and she's dealing with her husband at home. And that's, I just really can't deal with this right now. So
she got married.
Fine, I will change. What do you want me to do? I will change. She was like the mean girl in high school, but now she's the bullier is getting bullied. And so it's weirding her out. And so she's having a moment and she's just decided, I'm just probably going to get fired anyways because I gained 5 pounds this month. So I will retract it. Whatever you want me to do.
Whatever you need, please.
It's just so hard, Mimi. I have a lot going on right now. Yeah, this woman always have a lot going on right now.
She is.
It's always said like this.
And that's all she has to say. That's her excuse. Like, I have a lot going on right now.
You don't have to go into the specifics. It's supposed to just be enough.
Don't you hear the specifics in my voice and how it's cracking? I got a lot going on right now. I can't even talk good because of how much I got going on right now. I can't even talk like this. I'm talking distress, okay?
I'm waving my face with my hand because that's the level it's gotten to.
So please don't. I can't be held accountable for my actions right now because of all the stuff going on. Which, did I say it was a lot? Did I say that?
It is a lot. I'm not sure you heard that with a capital A.
Yeah, not right a now, little bit. Not a little bit.
No.
I said a lot.
It's, like, it's so much that you wouldn't even probably even understand it. That's why I'm not going to go into it right now. Okay?
We'd be here all day if I had to tell you about how much, because it's so much and a lot. Okay, anyway.
So right, now my makeup is all messed up and I have to be on the air in 5 minutes. So thanks
great.
A lot.
Now even more is going on.
Now even more is going on. Now a lot and even more is going on.
Oh, I love this. I love this woman, this fake anchor that we made up. So Investigators were fine. So the thing is that that legitimized her website even more because now you're talking about it on TV. I always talk about this as like the Melania Trump complex. When they started juxtaposing Melania and Michelle Obama, they legitimized her, even if they were trying to tear her down. Even they were trying to be like, oh, Melania stole Michelle Obama's speech. Once you start putting the bitch next to Michelle Obama, guess what? People start thinking like, oh, they're on the same level. Oh, they're legit. If people just started putting my photo next to Michelle Obama's photo randomly on the news constantly, I promise you I could run for office.
I think you could now, let's face it. What are we talking
about? They'd be like, I don't know who this Lazy Mosey woman is. I don't know why they keep putting her picture next to Michelle Obama, but now I don't know. I'm going to buy her book.
I mean, I like that ticket, to be honest. Those two.
Michelle Obama got becoming. I got became. You know, so what you do after you had already become, you got a became. And I'm selling became, okay? She's so becoming, I'm selling became. What you do after you become, you know? So I'm just saying, this is legitimate. So they've legitimized the site even more because Christie put it up on the news. So investigators were finally able to execute the search warrants. And in July of 2012, two raids were carried out at Robin's house and a secondary stash house where the coupons were altered, stored, and shipped. Dang. They found a trap house, not the coupon trap house. Oh man, I want to know who's working in it. Like what's the vibe in the coupon trap house? Is it just like, you know, like the Migos is like, young nigga, move that dope. But then they're like,
it would be great if it's all the husbands who haven't seen light in like a year.
Yes.
And they've just got like a 5 o'clock shadow and sort of yellowy skin. And they're like, who won the last two Super Bowls? Someone tell us. We weren't allowed to find out. They have us down here working every day.
Right. And you know that they, like, at this point, the operation is too legit. They're not in there with scissors anymore. They got the, like, the choppers, like the long knife thing. Line it up, make sure the lines are even.
But all of them have, like, fingers like this. They're just missing finger, you know, because they've all messed up at one point because they've gone crazy.
That's why there's blood on some of the coupons. It's like, no, it's still good. It's got a little blood on it, but it's still good. Tell them it's still good. It's going to work. So Robin, then 40, Amiko Fountain, then 42, and Marilyn Johnson, who was 54, were all arrested. Oh, these ladies are a little bit older, too. I love this for them. This was their hobby. It's giving mad money.
It was.
So, and Robin's husband was taken into custody. So, damn, they took in Robin's husband, too. What did Robin's husband? He was a conspirator.
He was down there with no fingers, doing all the paper cutting, missing all the sports, working for them.
So over 35,000 coupons were confiscated, which equals about $25 million worth of coupons. It's estimated that over the course of Robin's coupon career, she is said to have sold more than $40 million worth of coupons to people. Wow. So I'm looking at these coupons now. We're looking at like the coupon den, the drug den. And I will say, like, if you want to talk about crime dens, very well organized.
Listen,
like
this is a 100% a crime only a woman could get done. It's this is 100%. This is too much arts and crafts, and this is a lot of attention to detail.
Right.
And there's just no way. This is
No way a man could do this.
No way.
Also, like, whenever drug houses get busted, you know, the ones that men run, it's never neat in there. They don't ever have, like, all the cocaine, like, cleaned up
in binders,
bags. Right. They don't ever have all the weed, like, neatly tucked away. You know, it's like, it's messy in there. This is so organized. Like, it's giving me Marie Kondo. Like, my eye is really, like, looking at these perfectly stacked coupons.
Yep.
Also, like, what a lame thing. You know when, like, the FBI or, like, RICO cases happen and they'll, like, put all the drugs and the money and the guns on the table and they'll take a picture like, yeah, we found this. So you little fucking losers took photos in front of these coupons like, yeah, we busted them. Look at all these coupons that we found.
Those two guys from the van took, like, weird shots of them just, like, holding them up. Like, they were, like, they still have, like, jelly donuts. Because
they were holding it to their ear like a money phone.
Mid-donut when the raid happened. They were like, oh shit, it's the moment, it's the big moment. And so then they posed with those. They made coupons.
Wow, you got coupons off the street. Oh, the streets are safer now that I can't get two for one on Hunt's ketchup. Get out of here. This shit is lame. Give these ladies back their crime. What the hell are we doing?
Look how hard they work. Look at this.
They work so hard. All them, the edges look real good and nice and straight, too.
Oh, they look absolutely legit. They look, I mean, and there's so many of them.
So additionally, more than 2 million of assets were seized, including cash, 22 guns.
Hey, now.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
21 vehicles and a 30-foot speedboat. This possibly indicated plans for a secondary high-level money laundering scheme. 22 guns.
I'm sorry. That's burying the lead. I was not expecting guns.
Bro, if I got shot over coupons, that's a very embarrassing murder.
Well, you know, the phrase blood coupon, which is just so familiar now.
Bro, if I got to go to the hospital, like, if I got to go to the police, or like, who shot you? I'd be like, me. I did. I'm not going to tell you who shot me. I got shot because I didn't come up with enough coupons for the week. Like, bro, what?
It's too embarrassing.
It's deeply embarrassing.
What? And there's no other, there's nothing, just the mention of the guns, no explanation. That's amazing. No.
Other than, like, they were probably about to get into some real money laundering. Because, you know, like, once you have so much money coming in, you do have to start cleaning it. And then maybe they were going to have to get involved with the mob or with, you know, people who are experts.
Or maybe the coupon wars. Maybe there was another group across the neighborhood that was also doing the same thing and shit was about to go down.
Yeah, it's just, look, we the savvy shoppers out here, bitch. I don't know what you think you're doing. There was, like... frugalfamily.com.
That's right. Just like one suburb over. That's it. That's what they were doing.
And then, look, Savvy was like, this is gang shit. Like, we want our territory. Yeah. Y'all better not try to sell it. Nobody's slanging a coupon on these blocks.
And they have, like, a meeting, but not in the back of an Italian restaurant, but, like, a Panera Bread.
Right. She's like, I'm here, a coupon getting clipped.
Meet me at the back booth of Panera. And we're going to discuss this.
Yeah, we're going to have soup and salad, but we're also going to discuss this, okay?
I have a coupon for it.
Right, I have a coupon, so that's actually why we're here. But
because
look,
it's a soup and salad, it's a deal. Anyway, just come here. This is my turf.
This is Ramirez's turf, okay? I better not hear a coupon getting clipped unless you want to get clipped, bitch, okay?
That's right. I have one in my culottes. I brought it. I'm packing.
So it was discovered that the business was so successful with a 92% profit margin that Robin's husband was able to retire entirely from his commercial pilot career. Oh, wow. He was a pilot.
Oh.
According to police interviews, he thought the business was very successful, but legitimate, and didn't ask many questions. I love that out of a husband. I want to see more husbands not asking many questions, okay? Don't ask me no questions, okay? You just get in here and you cut these motherfucking coupons and shut your ass up. And I'll keep you in Gucci and gold, all right? Nothing but the best for my man. So during police interviews, Robin's husband was so skittish, he even started volunteering assets they hadn't even registered, some of which had been hidden in a giant airplane hangar. The women were charged with counterfeiting, forgery, money laundering, operating a illegal enterprise, and other crimes. I'm sorry, what? Your husband is snitching?
No, that's amazing. That's like him playing the female in all, like, any 80s movie where she gives it up, where she screws everything up. But it's the man this time that's like... I don't know, okay? All right, fine. You broke me. Okay, so there's this extra, I'll talk.
Have you ever seen a crime show, bro? If they ask you questions, they don't have the answers.
Sobbing and asking for water and just being really distraught.
Right, he's like, also, Robin has 6 parking tickets that she never paid and she was involved in a hit and run. Yes. What else y'all need? He's also giving, I have a lot going on right now. He was like, I have a lot going on right now.
Exactly.
I'll tell y'all everything.
A lot going on. More than Christy,
okay? And I'll tell you everything. So yeah. Ultimately...
What's his name? What was the husband's name?
The husband's name is... Oh, it just says Robin's husband.
Okay, so then it's Larry, obviously. But right. You just see her being like, God damn it, Larry.
Fucking Larry.
Fucking Larry.
Because Robin probably went in there. She was 10 toes down. She stood tall. She was like, I don't know nothing.
Oh, 100%.
Never seen him.
Yes. And Larry squealed.
Stool pigeon ass Larry. So ultimately, more than 40 manufacturers were burned by fraud. It was estimated that over the course of the 5 years that Robin operated, they lost hundreds of millions of dollars in profit. In February of 2013, Robin accepted a plea deal and pleaded guilty to counterfeiting fraud and illegal control of an enterprise. Though a forgery charge was dropped, she was sentenced to 2 years in prison and 7 years on probation. Her two other named co-conspirators pleaded guilty to a single charge of counterfeiting and were each sentenced to 3 years probation. Okay, I'm glad they didn't have to do jail time. It's unknown how much they knew about the legality or lack thereof of the enterprise. Both maintained that they didn't know it was an illegal business and both of them only worked stuffing envelopes. Additionally, all three were ordered to pay a combined $5 million in restitution. Today, a movie called Queen Pin, starring Kristen Bell. Oh, and Kirby Al Baptiste.
I was just going to say that this is the movie that's based on this. When you start talking about it, I said, oh, I think that's what it is. I know. So I'm kind of delighted that we get to see
it. I know, because I saw that Kirby was in this, but I didn't know this is what it was about. Yep. So it's set to be released in September, and it's based on Robin Ramirez's exploits and the women who helped her. Ooh, I cannot wait. Guys, we all got to go see Queenpins
now. It's going to be so good.
Yes, honey. Yes. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be back for the saddest part of the show, is where I have to let Nicole go.
Oh, no.
Robbery!
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Like, personally, I have been on E for like 5 years. I know I was posting the stuff on Instagram late a week or two ago, but y'all, it was because I needed to take a mental health break. I put my phone down. It was very hard to do, but I feel so much better for it, y'all. Okay, so look, it can be easy to ignore our social batteries being on E. I certainly did for 5 years, and we spread ourselves so thin, especially with social gatherings picking up now that it's about to start warming up, you know, skies out, thighs out. But also, like, where's your mental health? Where is your brain? Get inside of it. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. So, you know, you figure out like what type of person you are and how you need to recharge. And that's why BetterHelp can be a great source of therapy. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time if the vibes aren't right for you, at no additional cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/goddess today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/goddess.
Close your eyes, open your mind, and imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince, because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black, because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
And fraud! Alrighty, and we're back for the saddest part of the show, the end, Scammer of the Week, where we'll talk about a criminal that maybe we love, maybe we hate. We don't know yet. But let's see. Scammer of the Week is Nickelback fans. Wow. Oh. What a combo of words. Oh. What a look at this photograph. Kind of makes me laugh. I just get so real. I just love how like the lead singer of Nickelback just sounds like he recorded everything while he was taking a really hard dookie.
Absolutely.
He was like, this is where I grew up.
He was a little late to the game of when guys were like, that's the sound to have right now. You know, I feel like it was 5 years after he was like, no, we're still doing this, right? I don't know. Like, and I think we'd move past that. But he was,
no, come on, guys. Look at the photograph. So, all the,
it's true. They recorded all the albums in the bathroom.
So if you're a Nickelback fan, you already get scammed, you
That's
know,
correct.
By their music. So, you know, you're very yep. ripe for scams. So Nickelback fans are getting catfished. Fans of the Canadian rock band are being contacted by profiles on social media claiming to be members of the band. The requests from the profiles vary from romance to love in the form of Bitcoin or iTunes cards. And I mean, like, I would think, like, if I was a Nickelback fan, I would be like, bro, like, are they good? Like, do they need a gift card from me? This is where I grew up. They might need it. They might need it. I might need to give it to
Look
them.
Look at this Bitcoin!
Yes, so most are recognized as fake, but enough fans have responded that the actual band has had to issue tweets reminding their fans to stay safe and vigilant. According to Gabriel Bluestone, author of Hype and How Scammers, Grifters, and Con Artists Are Taking Over the Internet and Why We're Following, he said, I feel like it's a good rule of thumb that if someone is employing a manager, they don't need your money. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. So what they're saying is, like, if you see somebody who's famous, like the Bruno Mars scam we've talked about before, or Nickelback, like, you can kind of assume, well, Nickelback, see,
The first time that those two people have ever been mentioned in the same sentence.
Right. Now, listen, Bruno is out here dancing and sweating for these checks, honey, and doing his old school wap-bop-a-loo-bop-a-la-bam-booms. So, yeah, I know he has coins, but I truly don't know if Nickelback got coins anymore.
Oh, I don't think they have money.
So Nickelback had posted a tweet that said, friendly reminder that this is the only official Nickelback Twitter account right here, along with Daniel Adar. Looking for the blue check mark to know it's the real one on all social media networks. Like, that's what they're saying. You should look for a blue check mark. Mm-hmm. Report any accounts that are claiming otherwise. We hope you're all safe and well. And then Lexi Liu says, I miss you guys. And somebody... Somebody said greetings from Argentina. I don't know. Okay, so.
Well, every single one of their fans liked. If you look, it says 784. That is the amount of fans they have. They all liked it. They all every single one of them, all 784. That's them.
So it's unclear why Nickelback fans are being targeted. I mean, I kind of see why they're being targeted, but it's possible that the media.
For their own good, just so that they can stop. They're being targeted with good music.
Honestly, like Nickelback. Why don't y'all just start asking your fans for money? Like, are y'all good? I'm sorry if y'all are. Y'all might be very well off. You know, I'm sure they still love y'all in Canada. That's where y'all from, right? I'm sure y'all playing all the Canadian bacon spots and y'all getting all the coins. Everybody looking at the photograph.
Unless it's a lot of people listening to it. Highly ironically, I'm not sure that a lot of the fans are. If something leads you to Nickelback, things might not be going well.
Listen, we got to stop acting like we weren't all looking at the photograph. Because I remember, it was the kind that made me laugh. Okay,
I couldn't help it. He was telling me to look at it. He was screaming.
My eyes got so red, okay? So, you know, like, let's not act like we wasn't looking at that photograph. Through the back door and I rubbed it on the floor, on the bedroom floor. We were all doing it. So, you know, let's not, you know, I'm not going to shade Nickelback that much. But it's unclear why their fans are being targeted other than we know why they're being targeted. But it's possible that the median age of the fans is well as the diehard nature of the community is potentially why scammers are going after them specifically. That's true, because if you're going to be a Nickelback fan, you got to stand on your own two feet. You got to be ready to fight constantly. You got to have hands. You got to have black Air Forces and a ski mask, because you never know when you're going to have to just start fighting bitches because they're dragging you for looking at the photograph.
That is true. I mean, and that also means you're admitting it out in the open, which is something else. You have to be prepared to defend that for sure.
Honestly, it's kind of like you're saying, I'm a mark or rob me.
Yes. Please.
Because you let Nickelback rob you, so okay. While verified celebrities are contacting people legitimately on apps such as Raya, it's unlikely that anyone from Nickelback is DMing anyone for Bitcoin.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to say this is a fun scam.
I'm going to say they started it themselves just so they could trend again. And then they hired someone just to sort of, they're like, here's what. This is the only way I can get you back into the public eye, if you guys are the subject of a scam.
That's also my theory on celebrities coming out now and saying that they don't bathe. I feel like this is a trend they just want to be relevant. It's like, just, the girls aren't talking about us. Ooh, let's tell them how we don't wash our taint but once a month.
any take that's relatively hot or not, even just any take that's bizarre or would receive any kind of reaction. Yeah, I think that's absolutely true.
They're like, I don't wash my legs. I put Ajax directly in my vagina. Once a month, and that's it, because that's all you need. Like, y'all love coming out here trying to tell us y'all dirty just so we'll talk about you. That we know what y'all doing. Because after that, like, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, like, went viral, like, with a video of them showing them bathing their kids. They're like, look, we do bathe our kids, guys. Hee hee. We're so cute. We're so weird
and
quirky.
Or, like, the thing where the guy found, like, a shrimp in his cereal or something. What was that? Yes. Right? And then that went, you know, but then it's like, people...
Then they fucking said that was fake. They milkshake dunked him so fast.
Yes, they did.
And if yes, you don't know what Milkshake Duck is, it's where basically like someone gets internet clout or famous for doing something kind of cute, like a duck drinking a milkshake. And then like a few hours later, we find out that like Milkshake Duck is an anti-vaxxer and he abuses his family. Like, that's, you know, right. That's always what it is. It's always something comes out where they're like, oh, this fun guy that we thought was fun is actually a bad dude. Always. And it takes like 2 hours. I also want to know like that scam of who's so passionate about like digging into like a random person who went viral. I feel like there's people out there who just can never get their tweets to go viral. So instead, they go dig up dirt on somebody who did get viral so that they can
Like dirt on people who like something on Instagram. That's going on right now, too, is that, you know, they go after not even just the actual person, but then people who liked that person, especially when that person has been outed. It just never stops. It's like, and I don't know who has the time, really. It's because that's a lot of time.
I know, truly, that's the scam. You are wasting all of your time. But guys, it's time to say it. Goodbye. Yes, we're at the end of the episode. I know that whole song, so I might just be a Nickelback fan. Let me quit lying and go follow them. But
that's
always
why your voice, be honest, Lisa, that's why your voice is struggling, because you've been singing to Nickelback in the car and in the shower.
Screaming Nickelback in the car and in the shower. Yes. So, Nicole, we always ask on this podcast, where do you want to be found?
Oh, well, only on Instagram right now because I have a lot going on. And I just, I don't, like, please don't DM me or, like, come for me in my comments. But I'm NF Parker Girl on Twitter. I mean, sorry, I'm NP Redford on Twitter. And I'm NF Parker Girl on Instagram. I got a lot going on.
And guys, as always, if you want to find us, Scam Goddess Pod on all platforms. If you want to snitch on your friends and family, just make sure your scam's retired so we don't fuck up your bag. ScamGoddessPod@gmail.com. If you want to find me and my shenanigans, DivaLacy on all platforms. You can stream all 6 episodes of Black Lady Sketch Show on HBO Max. iCarly can be streamed now on Paramount Plus. And guys, get into that merch. Have you gone on the website? Like, we worked so hard designing this merch. It's so cute. I wear it all the time just for funsies. So podswipe.com, get into it, yeah.
And Neighborhood Listen.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You should definitely plug
that.
The Neighborhood Listen with that Nicole does with the hilarious Paul F. Tompkins. I'm on an episode recently. I love that podcast so much. They go on the Nextdoor app and they get these stories from real Nextdoor apps and elaborate on them and have so much fun with them. It's a really fun podcast.
Which I almost forgot to plug.
Right. I feel like it's very, like, it's got a similar vibe to this. Like, if you're nosy, you like scams, you want to know people's business, like, the Neighborhood Listen gives a fun, like, fun take on that, too. Yeah, you should definitely plug that, Nicole. My congregation, stay scamming and looking at the photographs. Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Pais, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.